It's time for your MarketLine Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hamrich. Substantial purchases from China this past week have many wondering, will this continue? Standard Grain's Joe Vaklovic weighed in with his thoughts on the likelihood of more Chinese corn purchases.
China again sold 100% of the corn available at its state auction. Imports from the U.S. are certainly competitive versus domestic prices, so it does make sense economically for China to import corn from the U.S. Now, prices here in corn, you look at the board and you look at cash prices, we're under pressure. We're not too far removed from multi-year lows. In China, prices are the highest since 2015. They've seen a drawdown in stocks, so a drastically different situation going on there in regard to corn. Most traders, I think, and the general consensus here is that these Chinese corn purchases probably don't continue and that they probably won't have a material effect on the U.S. balance sheets. But this purchase pace the last couple of weeks has been fairly impressive. If it were to continue, there's no rule that says that it could not have a material effect on the balance sheets. So certainly something to be monitored.
That September corn market closed up 2.5 cents to 333 to end the week. Not a lot of significant movement to report in the wheat or cattle markets from Friday, but Class 3 milk for August did fall 20 cents to $22.49. With your MarketLine report, I'm Tim Hamrich. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.